It's in the outdoors. You're staying in a tent. You've got the wind and the birds and the animals around you. Yeah, it's far better than a hotel.
You can learn to be self-sufficient.
There's this more camaraderie. You can sit around a fire, make some music, chat, play games. Can't do that in a hotel.
If you had the choice between staying in a hotel and going camping, what would you choose?
让我选择住高级酒店还是户外野营 camping? 当然是住酒店了。
Well, maybe for you, Feifei. But lots of young people in the UK love to go camping, whether it's in the countryside,
在乡村,
at the beach,
在沙滩上,
or at one of the numerous music festivals held around Britain every summer.
还有很多人会选择在参加各类音乐节的时候野营。
So, what's the appeal? Hello, I'm Andrea. This is On the Town.
On the Town.
都市略影。
From BBC Learning English. Learning English.
大家好，我是冯菲菲。在今天节目一开始，几个年轻人和我们分享了他们对野营的热爱。他们为什么如此钟爱野营呢？请听下面这段录音，看看你能听出几个原因来。
It's in the outdoors. You're staying in a tent. You've got the wind and the birds and the animals around you. Yeah, it's far better than a hotel.
You can learn to be self-sufficient.
There's this more camaraderie. You can sit around a fire, make some music, chat, play games. Can't do that in a hotel.
There are lots of reasons why people love camping. The first is that you're close to the wind and the birds and the animals. You're in the outdoors.
The outdoors, 户外。
Camping also teaches you to be self-sufficient.
Self-sufficient, 自给自足的。野营需要一些基本的野外生存能力，比如说生火、做饭，还有不能每天都洗澡。
Oh, but camping is actually about more than that.
That's right. It's about camaraderie, 友情、友谊。上面的女士说她喜欢和她的朋友围坐在篝火旁聊天、唱歌、做游戏。She's right. You definitely can't do those things if you stay in a hotel.
No, you can't. So, let's say I've decided to go camping, even though I might not have a bath for a week. What would I need to take with me?
You can get all kinds of stuff from larders and cookers and things like that, but it just depends how luxurious you want to be, I think. I think all you need, really, if you just want to go camping, is a tent and a sleeping bag and a roll mat.
Some food to eat while you're there, a waterproof tent, obviously, some waterproof to keep you dry, a good pair of hiking boots, but you really don't need too much, it's not too expensive.
听起来去野营可能需要准备的东西还不少，比如说 larders and cookers, 食物储备箱和炊具。
Larders and cookers? That sounds very fancy.
不过就像上面那位女士说的 it just depends on how luxurious you want to be.准备什么样的东西取决于你个人的喜好，也就是说，如果你想来一个豪华的野营，你需要准备的东西就很多了。不过，大多数人去野营的基本行头就是 a sleeping bag, 一个睡袋 and a roll mat, 还有一个防潮垫。
Other things you might want are a waterproof tent and waterproof clothes to keep you dry.
Yes, with the rainy British weather, you definitely need a waterproof tent, 防水帐篷。我们把用防水面料做成的衣服称为 waterproofs.
And finally, a good pair of hiking boots is always useful, so you can go on some lovely nature walks. I'm starting to think I might like this.
都市略影 On the Town
就在 BBC Learning English.
From BBC Learning English.
先别太高兴 Andrea, 咱们听听下面这个小故事。首先，看你能听得出下面这位男士提到的动物是什么吗？
I remember we camped once in a field. We didn't realize it was actually a field where a bull was. So the next morning we had a quite angry, but he was soon friendly bull coming at us and we had to escape pretty quickly.
Oh my goodness.
上面的这位男小伙有一次在野地里露营，没想到第二天早上一起来，发现他们的这片地原来是一头公牛的地盘，难怪这个公牛很生气呢。
They had to escape pretty quickly.
这还不算是最可怕的经历呢，听听下面这个故事。
We once camped on a spider's nest and woke up in the morning with about 400 black baby spiders inside the tent crawling all over us. But it hasn't put me off.
It hasn't put her off?
It hasn't put her off. 虽然这位女士有一次非常可怕的野营经历，不过那个经历没能阻止她对野营的喜爱。你听到她的可怕经历了吗？
She camped on a spider's nest. Creepy!
当他们醒来的时候，身上有几百只小蜘蛛爬来爬去。How horrible!
So there are some dangers of going camping. It's not for everyone. Like this person, for example.
I wouldn't go camping. I don't enjoy it. I'd rather have a shower and be clean and stuff.
Yes, some people would rather stay in a hotel.And be clean.
说的也是，听完了上面这个恐怖经历以后，我觉得想去野营得够勇敢才行。It's not for the faint-hearted.
But it's definitely a holiday worth trying. Sadly, that's all we have time for. But remember, you can listen to other BBC Learning English programs at
bbcukchina.com. 感谢收听，下次再会。Bye.
Bye.